If we could come to order, this is the Friday, January 29th, 2010, regular session of Commissioners Court, and we will have a few moments of silence, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda is public comment. Is there anyone who would like to address the court this morning? Item two is to consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the January 15th, 2010 meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as reported.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve the minutes for the January the 15th, 2010 meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is the payroll changes.
Judge, I got some discussion on this.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Byrd, I spoke to him last night, not on the phone. It's my understanding that Mr. Smith, and I believe the line item that this is specified to be taken out of, it's not supposed to come out of 1200. It's supposed to come out of a special grant line item. Is that correct?
You're talking about payroll changes there?
Okay, this is in fund 10, the way it's recorded on here.
It doesn't say
fund 10
there. It should say it's
fund
97. You just add that 97 for that 476.
Okay, do you see what we've got here?
Yes.
Okay, it does have the 1200 line item on here.
It does have 1200 line item. That's anonymous. That's consistent throughout all the funds.
Okay, so it's supposed to be fund 97 is what you said?
It is on there, yes.
Pardon me?
It is fund 1200.
Yeah, but at the time,
we did not have the code at the time.
So it's 97?
476, 1200.
Okay.
This was the last minute thing that we were finishing up.
And also, it says including matching on there, and he did want the court to recognize that this is not a matching fund.
And what he's talking about on matching is he has to pay the Social Security and he has to pay the retirement out of the grant.
Right.
That is the part that he's talking about. Yes,
right.
It's not a matching
other
in dollars, basically, but
right,
he has to pay the retirement and everything out of it.
That's correct. So I want to make sure that was clear with the court that it's not a matching grant. That's all.
Any other questions on payroll changes? Any other discussion?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is the payroll.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item D are the budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Now, he made the comment that this, on this payroll change, that this is not a, it doesn't have matching funds, but it does have matching funds, correct? That the district attorney is paying from his family intervention?
Different grant.
It's a different grant.
That's, these two are different grants.
This is for the one that had only for like 9 months, 8 months?
9 months.
9 months for the investigator, and that's it. It's a whole different grant.
That top one is for the family.
The district attorneys.
Family balance, mm-hmm. District attorney. This one is for the, it's the administrative grant for the investigator. This position's been here. Mm-hmm. This one's a new one.
Okay. So this investigator can investigate anything? He's not limited on his investigation purposes?
I don't know. I didn't look at the grant.
Well, that's what I understood him to say, yeah.
But this top one is family violence only.
Yes, that's the only thing she can prosecute.
I thought the two of them went together. I thought that he was investigating that family violence.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry, was there a motion?
I made a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item E are the accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, Upshur County Sheriff's racial profile report, state and county tax summary, bonds, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those documents are recorded. It's his annual report. It'll be a part of the record.
No racial profiling, right? Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Is that for the state or the fed?
Sheriff, is that for the state or the fed?
You have to turn it in the state, then the fed gets it from the state. We discussed that last year. There's a system that goes to the state. But we have a file in the clerk's office for the people of the county to review the budget.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Item G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve the applications for use of roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Ms. Harris, did you want us to discuss this? Or do you just want to make the court aware of this?
Yes, because I'll have to pay it. That is the payment on our certificates of obligation for the jail. Structure for February the 15th. The 15th is a holiday. It's President's Day, and we won't be meeting till the 16th, and I need to pay that on the 12th so that we will not be have to pay extra or anything. I don't know if they would allow it to be paid on the 16th. I just don't want to take that chance. So this is just to let you know how much it'll be and to get y'all's approval just to do it on the 12th.
You want action by the court under accounts payable to make sure we can make the debt service. All right. Does everybody understand? It's debt service on the jail that's due on February the 15th, but because we won't meet again prior to that date, the treasurer's requesting permission to go ahead and get it paid.
It's $514,000 and something cents. It's the last payment.
Is that that's our final payment
on
the jail?
Final payment. I just want to be correct because there's a lot of money going out.
We don't want to be late.
We don't want anything defaulted.
Yeah, because we don't meet until the 16th.
The 16th, correct.
Do you want a separate action on it or just included in it?
It's whatever the court would like. I just want to make sure
it's included in the
account.
Okay.
That's
good.
All right.
Thank you. And I have a copy of that also.
All right.
So you can have that in for the quarter.
Commissioner Crabtree amended his motion for accounts payable.
That's got the dollar amount, so.
$514,000.
And it's a few dollars besides that.
Right.
Off the top of my head. It's interest, the $14,000. It's $500,000 for principal.
$14,250 interest.
It's the final payment of the certificates of obligation of the check.
$19,700 certificates, yes.
She's got a second on?
Well, we just amended the motion.
Oh, okay.
And yours, I guess you.
Yeah, Commissioner, did you second it?
Yeah.
Those in favor of the amended motion on accounts payable?
Aye.
That's approved. Thank you, Ms. Harris.
Thank you.
Item three is to discuss and take action to advertise for bids for road and bridge materials. We have A, oil and grease supply, B, plant mix asphalt, oil dirt, hot mix asphalt, and hot oil sand, rental of various types of equipment, emulsified asphalt and refined road oil, reinforced concrete, corrugated polyethylene and steel pipe culverts, gasoline and diesel fuel, and seal coat materials.
When do we want these turned back?
We would want the bids back by 5 p.m. on February the 25th to open on February the 26th. And Bubba, do you want to bid every one of these?
I guess so. I was thinking about taking the rental off, but that'll save us from having to call around anyway to get the deal. We'll go ahead and bid it.
Just go ahead and bid it.
Yeah, and then we already have a fire on everybody.
Okay. So it would be best to make sure we meet the notice requirements. We'll just have those bids back by February the 25th at 5 p.m. and open those bids in our regular meeting on the 26th. 5 p.m. on the 25th.
You handle the legal work?
I'll handle the advertising, and then do y'all want the specs available in your office or just from Road and Bridge? Just have them call Lisa at Road and Bridge. Okay.
I'll make a motion to advertise the bids for as listed.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to go out for our road and bridge materials. Have those bids returned by 5 p.m. on February the 25th and then opened in our regular session on the 26th. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There is a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
I put this.